Welcome to the Jazz Field School Podcast, episode number 323.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 323. My name is Brendan Lowe. Creator and founder, I just forgot who I was. I was like, who am I? Creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. This is going to be a news podcast. I'm going to rattle off news and then jump right into lesson. Not the whole podcast is going to be on news. Obviously, the podcast is on an amazing topic, which I had tremendous success with in my accelerator program and in my mastermind program, which is going to demonstrate three bebop components that essentially are the building blocks that make up bebop improvisation. They're very easy to understand. And when you see me demonstrate a bebop solo in slow motion over rhythm changes using these three components, you're going to be like, wait a second. That's it? That's all bebop is? Yes, that's all bebop is. Easier said than done, right? But at least you can understand it and you know the components you need to practice in order to get better. Here is the news. This is an extremely informative podcast because I have lots of information to tell you. I couldn't think of the right word. Number one, the annual Jazz Piano School holiday sale is now open. If you are anything else than, anybody. If you're anybody, unlike the Black Friday sale, which was like a huge blowout offer for all access to Jazz Piano School, the holiday sale is really meant to cater to anybody and what anyone needs, which is why I love it so much. And I purposely don't tell people about this because I want it to be a surprise. And surprise, here we are. So if you want like a mini course for as low as $7, you can get that in the holiday sale. If you want a couple courses, you can get that. If you want a bundle of courses, you can get that. If you want to join the accelerator program, you can get that. If you want lifetime elite access, you can get that. If you want lifetime basic access, which I brought back, I don't even offer publicly, you can get that. You can essentially get anything you want. Choose anything off the menu, pair it, couple it, bundle it, get everything on the menu, get lifetime elite access, get accelerator access, join the accelerator program. Whatever you want, you can pick up. So if you want to just pick up again one course, that's completely up to you. If you want everything, you can get that as well. And everything is discounted all the way up through January 10th when the new accelerator program starts on January 11th. Okay, all you got to do is go to jazzpianoschool.com/holiday, jazzpianoschool.com/holiday, and you can get access, view the video. There's a video on the page telling you about all the different options, my recommendations, so on and so forth. Again, it's just a big blowout sale to all the different types of education inside of Jazz Piano School, and absolutely everything's on sale, and everything is customizable, meaning you can bundle courses, you can get individual courses, you can get lifetime access, you can get essentially a discount on anything you want. That's the first news, the first piece of business. The second piece of business, my annual three-part workshop, free, no registration required, completely free workshop, is available now. Will be available. And that's going to be the first workshop is going to be Friday. I'm sorry, I should tell you what this is. This is a three-part annual planning workshop that I do for anybody to help you plan for 2024 or help you plan for the next year. I do this annually. It's very informative. It comes with a worksheet, comes with a workbook, really. And in the three different live workshops I do, I'll answer questions, I'll walk you through the workbook, I'll walk you through the best strategies to help you plan for the next year so that you can make more progress in a shorter amount of time and essentially just crush the new year with your jazz piano goals. It's all free. There's no registration required. You don't even need to enter your email address. Just go subscribe to the YouTube channel by going to youtube.com/jazzpianoschool. The live streams will be there. Or if you're on the email list, you can get information about the workshops there as well, because I'll be emailing it out. The first workshop is on this Friday. I'm sorry, I have to pull out my phone to get the date. I forget the date off the top of my head. The 15th, I believe. What's this today? So yes, the first workshop is the 15th. Going to be on the 15th at 11 a.m. Pacific. Okay, 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. All right? Completely free. Again, go to the youtube.com/jazzpianoschool. You can subscribe to the channel. I'd recommend getting on the email list as well to get more information about that. You can go to jazzpianoschool.com, just go to the end of any blog post and sign up to be on the email list, or any podcast page, sign up to be on the email list. And that's an amazing free workshop. And again, I help you plan your goals. Like, what are your goals? What do you want to get into? Because the number one reason that students really don't make progress is a couple things. They don't know how to plan for their goals, and essentially accountability. They don't really know what they should be learning. They're not sure what to work on, and they end up kind of making random progress. That didn't really equate to accountability. I shouldn't have said accountability first. I meant to talk about that first. But yeah, they don't really know what to do, and they kind of just steer their boat in different directions, right? If you're the captain of the boat, I picture your jazz piano journey like being the captain of the boat. You get in a boat, you sail one direction because you think land's over there, and then you're like, oh, it's not over there. Then you spin the wheel, and then you turn, and you go in a different direction, and then you turn again, and you go forward, you know, 4 days in a different direction. It's like, you really never know where you're going. You're pretty much just guessing. Like, your navigation is pretty much like guessing. You're at the wheel. You are going somewhere because you're working on stuff. You know you're working on stuff. You're practicing stuff. You're watching videos. But like, where are you going? Like, are you reaching your goals? Are you going towards your goals? That's exactly what I'm going to help you with in this. I'm going to help you organize your goals. I'm going to help deliver a clear path for you. And I'm going to talk about execution, the optimal way to execute your plan, practice, and make more progress in 2024. And it's all completely free. Okay? What else? My accelerator program is open. It starts January 11th. Okay, besides the holiday sale, this is such an important news that you need to know about this as well. Anyone can join. There's 13 spots left. And it is on the annual holiday page there that you can go to and get information about the accelerator program specifically. There are 13 spots left, and it starts January 11th. It's a 90-day private program. I only open it up to 20 people. So if you are interested in working with me, working with my educators, getting customized lesson plans, joining a private cohort of students that gets weekly calls, coaching, masterclasses from myself, my staff, weekly lesson plans, accountability, video reviews, video submissions, a community, all that good stuff, you can check that out by going to jazzpianoschool.com/holiday and then click on the accelerator option, and it'll give you more information about joining the program. Okay? That's all the news I have for you. I hope everyone had a great previous holiday. I know it's a little bit past Thanksgiving. I hope everyone has a great upcoming holiday, no matter what you celebrate. And the new year, I always love the new year. I look forward to the new year every year because it is a kind of a chance to reset, slow down during the weeks between Christmas and the New Year's. I just love it, the holidays, spending time with friends, really reassessing what our purpose is in life, if we're enjoying the work that we're doing, if we're proceeding down a path that's following our purpose in life and fulfillment. And it just brings me great joy to kind of just slow down and really reflect on everything that we're doing in life and, you know, just appreciate life, appreciate the moments, be grateful for everything that we have. And it's a really fun time. So I love music. Music is such a gift. I totally appreciate music every day. I hope you do. This is one of the reasons I do this. Again, music is such a unique, fulfilling tool in life. It's something that all material possessions can never do for you. You know, no matter what happens to me in life, I will always have music. In the best of times, in the worst of times in my life, I will always have music. It can heal us. It can do things to our mood, our soul, our mind that just other things simply cannot. Money, right? TVs, cars. Music is the ultimate gift, and learning it and working towards getting better at music is a journey and a pursuit that I truly believe is worth every penny, worth your investment, your time to get better at this craft. Because like I said, it's going to repay you in your soul and fuel your soul for the rest of your life. And again, there's little, very, very little that can be said when you spend your money on something and invest in something that's going to do that for you, right? Everything really kind of gets old. You know, whatever you buy with money, even if you have a lot of money and you have a big house and like 100 cars, right? There's always that, you're always just kind of like, you might feel a little empty inside, right? Or something's missing. But music totally has the ability to repay you and fuel your soul. Wow, that was a tongue twister, in so many different ways. So that's why I appreciate it. That's why I love the new year. That's why I love teaching music, doing this. That's why I've been doing it for 10 years and I'm not planning on stopping. That's why I show up for you week in, week out, try to help you. And again, honestly, why I release these sales, so that I can help you financially pick up some courses and help spark your musical interests, right? It's not about the promotions and things like that. People put on promotions so that you, well, I shouldn't say that totally for other companies, but for my business, one of the greatest reasons that I love running promotions is so that people can get a chance to experience the education inside of Jazz Piano School, experience music at a discount, save money, and maybe pick up the biggest investment or the most worthy investment of their life. Like, I truly believe a lifetime elite educational option to Jazz Piano School is one of the best investments you could ever invest in. Because again, you're investing in a lifetime of jazz piano education, a lifetime of music, musical education, which is going to reward you for the rest of your life, right? Which is so amazing. This is a non-subscription option, meaning you just pay once and you have lifetime access to the self-study membership portal area inside of Jazz Piano School. Like that's incredible. If I could invest in a college curriculum and never have to pay again for all of my hobbies or interests, like, man, I would be doing that every single time. Colleges, unfortunately, you go for 4 years and then you know, that's it. Like, you've paid thousands of dollars, but you can't like go back to college unless you pay more. That's not the case with my Lifetime Elite option. That's why it's so beneficial. Anyway, it sounds like a plug. It kind of is, but it's because I believe in it. I'm confident in what I deliver, and I truly believe, and based on what I've heard from all the students, my students, I've committed myself. I dedicate myself to this daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. It's been a decade. Based on what everyone says, I have people emailing me every single day saying, Brendan, this changed my life. Brendan, the Lifetime Elite education was my best investment I've ever made. You know, it just keeps happening. And the reason for it is because I've made it to be something amazing. Anyway, sorry. I get emotional about it. I get passionate. Passionate is the right word. So let's dive into this amazing episode. It's a fantastic one. It'll help you tremendously. I truly believe it. And if you practice what I'm about to teach you, I promise you your improvisation will skyrocket. Okay? Go to jazzpianoschool.com/holiday for all the holiday sales. Here we go. Okay, now before I jump into the super slow speed demonstration, you have to know a couple components that makes up bebop improvisation. Component number one, scalar motion or steps. This particular line that I just played here was all scalar motion. I'm playing over a B-flat 6 chord. And I'm just walking up the scale. Now, the only thing that I'm doing, which I'm going to talk about in just a second, at the very end of the scale, is utilizing a bebop approach. Some people call it an enclosure. Some people call it lots of different things. But I'm utilizing a bebop approach,
to get me into a new chord tone of the next chord. Check it out. Right, so now I landed on the third to my G7 chord, right? That is scalar motion. This happens a lot in bebop, whether that's going up from a chord tone, utilizing a dominant bebop scale. It could be through the utilization of just a regular diatonic B flat scale, which is what I did, with a bebop approach tagged on the end. It could be a half whole scale. And again, utilizing some sort of approach to get into a new chord tone of the next chord, the G7 chord. So scalar motion is very, very important. It happens a lot. You're about to see that happen a lot in my example of my playing, my super slow demonstration over rhythm changes. The next component is going to be skips. Skips. So bebop improvisation is really a combination of three things. Number two, I'm on skips. So a lot of time, over some minor seven chords or dominant chords or major chords, even major chords, you'll hear arpeggios in skips. And usually these are in thirds. Right, so what I did here, one and two and three and four and one. So I just outlined essentially a B flat major seven chord. I went up to the nine and then applied a bebop approach to get me into my next chord tone. I could have just outlined this as well, a rootless voicing B flat major seven chord. I could have gone, right? Something like that. I could have applied a skip line with my thirds into scalar motion to get me into my next chord. So I could have gone, so in this case I combined component number one, or excuse me, I combined component number two with component number one, right? Component number two being my skips. Then I went into my steps. And then I went into my bebop approach, which brings me to component number three, is bebop approaches. Bebop approaches combined with component number one and two really is the bulk of what happens in bebop when improvised lines are constructed. So improvised lines are constructed of skips and steps and bebop approaches. And they can be in a number of different ways, a number of various manners, right? But usually, 90% of the time, your bebop approach is going to happen at the start of the line and then when you're moving into the next chord change, as I've been demonstrating. So if I demonstrate some skips, I might go, I did a bebop approach to get me into my next chord, right? Maybe I'll continue down with the scalar motion. Maybe another bebop approach here to get me into my next chord. Maybe I'll do skips now. So I did skips. And then I did a bebop approach to get me into my next chord. Now, a bebop approach is essentially used to create tension and release. Tension being the bebop approach and the release being the chord tone that I land on when I get to the next chord. Now, it's important to land on these chord tones because what do? They reflect the sound of the chord, right? Funny enough, when you use the notes from a chord, you're going to be reflecting the sound of the chord in your playing, thus making your improvisation sound better. Now, normally when students come to me, their improvisation doesn't sound great because they're not using a lot of chord tones. They're not using chord tones to reflect the sound of the chord. So they're playing other notes. Right? That doesn't sound good because I'm not using the notes within the chord. It makes perfect sense when you explain it like that, right? So I'm now going to use those three components only. Those three components only. So I'm going to be utilizing scalar motion. I'm going to be using skips and arpeggiations in different manners up and down. And I'm going to be utilizing bebop approaches, which create tension and release, to land on chord tones
within rhythm changes. Now, the progression I was just playing, I was playing one bar for every chord, but now in rhythm changes, it's a little bit more difficult, right? We have one chord per every two beats. Now, you don't really need to see the form or the structure right now. This is what isn't what this lesson is about. It's not about what the structure to rhythm changes is. It's really about what bebop and what improvisation is and how it's constructed and how you can construct it. So check it out. I'm going to start on a chord tone. I'm going to land on a chord tone on every single new chord. And in between, I'm going to use skips and steps and bebop approaches. Here we go. I'll just play bass notes for now. So here's the five of my B flat chord. I will start with that. Five of my G7. Bebop approach into the root of my C. Bebop approach into the root of my F chord. Bebop approach into my five of my D minor seven. I did skips there. Scale. Scalar motion, chord scale above, into my third of my G7. More skips, bebop approach. More skips, bebop approach into my third of my F7. Scalar motion, seven of my F minor seven. Seven of my B flat seven. Still scalar motion. Bebop approach into my five of my E flat. Skips. Scalar motion, then one skip. Minor third of my E flat minor seven. Root. Okay, root of my G7. Root of my C minor seven. Third of my F7. Okay, super slow motion. I'm going to do it now without calling everything out because that could be a little bit distracting. I want you to watch what's happening, and I want you to try to discern and decipher and analyze whether I'm using skips, steps, combination of both, and what bebop approach I'm using. Here we go. I'll start on the third of my B-flat chord. Within the harmonies, this starts to sound, right? It's totally within every single chord and starts to sound like bebop. Now, clearly, I'm playing at a super slow speed demonstration of bebop over these particular chord changes, but you can do this over any chord changes. You can just take a regular two chord going to a five chord, and you just loop this. You could loop this two chords and practice this exercise. Practice your skips or scalar motion with a bebop approach leading back into every chord. So on and so forth. Obviously, over rhythm changes, it's a little bit more difficult, right? So let me speed this up a little bit. You can start to hear what this sounds like. Here we go. Let's start on the six of our B flat six chord. Starts to actually sound like bebop. Maybe I'll just play some bass notes. I'll do it a little bit faster. I threw in one little extra component there at the end, which was a component I didn't talk about, which was a variation on a scalar motion, which I kind of talked about, but I used a little bit of our, right, half whole or beginning of our altered scale if you want, and that can start to throw in some spice too. Now again, if I do it a little bit faster here. One mistake in there. I hit a non-chord tone, which is part of bebop, but it's just not what I'm discussing right now. We start to get into more different advanced types of bebop motion with delayed resolutions, utilization of extensions and things like that. But again, that's all for another time. Now, what I recommend to you for practice purposes is to take this at a super, super slow speed without a metronome and see if you can construct your own bebop solo through a progression. Maybe we just start with a 5-1. So just start with a G7 chord, moving into a C major 7. And just see if you can use those three components. I know I didn't teach you much about bebop approach notes and everything like that, so you do have to have a little bit of knowledge on bebop approach notes. But for now, you can use a half step below or a whole step above a chord tone as a bebop approach. That'll serve you pretty well. So if I take a G7, start on a chord tone, use scalar motion or skips, and then when the time comes to get into your next chord, use a bebop approach. Check it out. I'll do some scalar motion. Right? So I did a whole step above, or a half step above, excuse me, into this E natural. So you can really use a whole step above, a half step above. This is where it gets a little dicey because, like, if you use a whole step above here, that's not really within the key. So again, this isn't a lesson on bebop approach notes, but there are going to be certain situations. But as long as you kind of stick to notes within the key center that are above and then half step blows into your chord tones, you'll be pretty decent. So here we go. Here's my root, my bebop scale, into my seventh. And then I try something else. My notifications are going off. Right? So just try a simple, simple progression and essentially work that out slowly and then maybe make it a little bit harder. Do a 2-5-1, right? So maybe do, what key were we in? C. Do D minor 7 to G 7 to C major 7. So do a 2-5-1 now. So a little half step below there. I could do skips. Bebop approach. To my five. And again, always landing on a chord tone on the downbeat of one for every single chord. Okay. The system works every single time to create amazing sounding bebop lines. And exactly what I teach in Jazz Piano School is exactly what I teach to all my accelerator students as well. And when you learn how to do this with certain practice exercises, your improvisation literally starts to sound like a pro in seconds. Red Garland, Wynton Kelly, any horn player, Charlie Parker, right? Sonny Stitt, all these guys are using this same exact system. But a lot of times it's just hard to kind of discern what's going on. But this is exactly what's happening. And again, if you want to go to rhythm changes and try it out for yourself, start to do it and then eventually start to speed it up. Go slowly at first and then speed it up. But again, the three components that really lead to the perfect construction of a bebop line in jazz improvisation. Number one, scalar motion, steps. Number two, skips, no more than a third. And number three, bebop approach notes. If you learn how to work with those and construct them to create a solo, go super slow. Just take your time, no metronome, literally just work it out, figure it out. Don't move on to the next note until you know what you're doing. So start on the third. Tell yourself, okay, I'm going to do some skips. I'm going to go up in third, thirds. Cool. Now I'm going to come down with some scalar motion, but you got to count the beats, right? One and two and three and four and one. Now I'll do some scalar motion. One and two and three and four and one. Right? Just work it out. Take your time. Stop on a note. If you don't know what to do, stay there. Stop. Figure it out. Think about it. Don't move on until you know what you're going to do next. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Let me know how it goes. And I'll talk to you soon.